You are an energetic being first and foremost, so the quality of your energy field is really important. It works like a filter, each part of the field enabling or preventing whatever is turning up in your life. This is the Future Self Energetics Show. I'm your host, Amanda Nelson, and I work in the body, mind and spirits community. I'm an award-winning master energist. That's a therapist that specializes in improving the quality of the energy fields that move in, through and around your body. If you want anything in your life to change, you have to begin with changing your energy field first. So my shows are a mixture of talk and therapy ideas, interviews and thought-provoking inspiration. They're all about energy, energy fields, protection and connection. If there's a topic you'd love me to cover in my show, please email me, amanda@futureselfenergetics.com. And if you love the show here on UK Health Radio, please spread the word about it in your networks. The summer solstice is just around the corner, and for those of us here in the Northern Hemisphere, the summer solstice marks the longest day of the year in terms of daylight hours, the high solstice around June the 21st every year. The summer solstice has been celebrated by various cultures throughout history. Ancient civilizations such as the Egyptians, the Mayans and the Druids, they've all held rituals, ceremonies and festivals to honour the sun and the changing seasons during this time. This week on my show for UK Health Radio, I'm inviting you to join in this celebration by connecting into the high vibrational light energies that the summer solstice showers in, through and around your energy field. Just last weekend, I drove past Stonehenge, which is in the south of England. It's such an iconic prehistoric monument. Every time I see it, I am truly moved by it. This ancient stone structure, though simple in its design, is strategically aligned to capture the moments of sunrise and sunset during the summer solstice. I remember studying archaeology at school, and I was astonished that even many thousands of years ago, our ancestors were able to work out the maths and create a monumental calendar showcasing their architectural and astronomical knowledge many tens of thousands of years ago. Even now, in the footsteps of those ancestors on the day of the solstice, a multitude of people will congregate as close as they can to the same sacred circle of Stonehenge, and together they all bear witness to the most majestic of sunrises. But Stonehenge is not the only ancient site where worshippers come together for such significant events, of course. I mean, the same salutation will be taking place at the right time at Machu Picchu or Chichen Itza and a whole variety of different places around the planet. So what are those that are gathering, celebrating? I was thinking about this today. I suppose there are lots of different customs and traditions associated with the summer solstice. They do vary, of course, and it depends on cultures and regions around the world. So I can only really, on my show today, focus on my own customs and share them with you. I mean, your customs may not be the same, of course, but I'm hoping if I share some ideas of what I do on the summer solstice in order to make use of the harmonising and uplifting and rejuvenating energies that are around, maybe I can inspire you to take part. So each culture brings its own unique rituals, folklore and festivals to mark this special day. So for me, the summer solstice has to be associated with life-giving energy. Abundance is about growth and vitality. And most of all, it's about the triumph of light over darkness in its simplest, purest form. That's really what I'm tapping into. And as the longest day of the year, the solstice represents the peak of the sun's radiant power and the abundance of everlasting life-giving light. The celebration of the solstice, for me then, is about positivity. It's about enlightenment. It's about clarity over negativity. It's about removing any block to a lack of knowledge. It's about removing anything that attempts to conceal or remain hidden from view. Anything that tries to diminish us or bring us down. The light will illuminate a pathway out of the darkness. The triumph of light over darkness represents that eternal battle, doesn't it, between positive and negative forces, good and evil, knowledge and ignorance. Light's often associated with qualities such as truth, wisdom, clarity. Think of the English word enlightenment. Enlightenment is the ability to feel one's spirit and experience the subtler inner self. Enlightenment helps one to see oneself in a clearer light. And through the subtle energy system of the chakras, those energy centers, we're also able to open up the light that's coming into our energy field and expand ourselves because of it. And in contrast, darkness represents ignorance, confusion, and I suppose the unknown, or what we refuse to know. So the solstice serves, for me, as a reminder that no matter how overpowering darkness may seem, light will always prevail. So the solstice's symbolism of light overcoming darkness can be interpreted on a very personal level. It signifies your potential for personal growth, your transformation, and overcoming your inner challenges. And light encourages you and I to confront our own shadows, our fears and our limitations, imagined or real, and to strive for personal enlightenment, self-love, self-connection.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Apples and pears, beef and skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, Ant and Dec, fish and chips, mum and dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com.
Strawberries and cream.
Once upon a time, human slavery was just a fact of life. Right now, animal abuse is often considered normal. In time, it won't be. Animal Aid campaigns peacefully against all forms of animal abuse and promotes cruelty-free living.
Check out animalaid.org.uk. It's time for a kinder world.
The station that makes you feel good.
I really enjoy the solstice. I rejoice in it, actually. There is a harmony that emerges when light and darkness intertwine on a solstice. I like the balance the solstice brings to the contrasting forces that seem to pull me in different directions at other times of the year. I use the summer solstice to reflect upon my own balance and be mindful of my own equilibrium. I need to think more about how I can blend and balance work and leisure, time for introspection and time for outward expression, time to just be and allow the planet to carry me along. I can just kick back if I do that. Let the planet do what it does best. It knows what it needs to be doing and it will carry me along with it with ease. It's nice to be able to breathe out, isn't it? And release any attachment to having to be more or less than in anything but a balanced moment. All I need to do then is allow that balance, celebrate the power of the light on my world and the uncovering of radiant truths that will inevitably, I suppose, illuminate my pathway. Your spiritual energies become really amplified when you can step into this same state of being. And then the gateways open in your energy field, chakras and many other gateways too. And that then enables you to rejuvenate, transform, to grow. If you can make some time for introspection, meditation, accessing inner wisdom, during the time of the solstice, it will be supercharged for you. Certainly with your chakras, connect with your heart chakra, your third eye chakra, your zeal chakra, your crown chakra, focusing on opening up celestial gateways and allowing wisdom to flow into your energy field. Focus on your solar plexus. Know who you are. So solstice is a really good reminder to express thanks for the gifts of any blessings gratefully received. Use this solstice this year as a time perhaps for reflection. Find a reason for celebration. I don't mind what it's for, just celebrate. Embrace the good in this phase of your life. Tap into that inner wisdom that you have. Connect with the beauty of any part of your life and celebrate the radiant energy of the sun in it. So the triumph of light over darkness is an awakening. It's an awakening of inner light and inner consciousness. So delve deep into yourself. I invite you to seek and cultivate your inner light. Illuminate yourself, especially those areas of your life that might require a little bit of light to help the healing, the growth and the positivity on their way. I was talking to someone about this the other day. Can you briefly cast your mind back to New Year? Over the time of New Year, we all often choose to make resolutions. You know, everyone says, what's your New Year's resolution? 1st of January, off we go. And we imagine ourselves with fresh new changes in our life. You know, new changes that would flow in to our lives and benefit us. And we'd think about it on the run-up to New Year's, and on New Year's Day, it would kick-start. I mean, take a moment to recall those resolutions that you felt would benefit you so much at the time. How are you doing? How did things work out for you with those resolutions? I mean, illumination leads to greater self-awareness, honesty, clarity of thought. Perhaps this gives you a renewed sense of purpose to know that you can actually use the solstice to rejuvenate and kickstart those resolutions that you made at the first part of the year. A fresh beginning then, even in the middle of the year. The solstice's symbolism is of renewal and rebirth. It's all about supporting personal growth and transformation. And it encourages you and I to shine an honest light on ourselves and then shed away old patterns, beliefs and limitations that we might find. Solstice tempts us to consider embracing new possibilities and opportunities right in the middle of the year. Reflect on your personal goals. Reflect on your dreams and aspirations, because they may well have changed since January. And once you feel the illumination on your face, promise me that you will then take steps towards personal renewal and positive change in your life. So the solstice can be a great time to shift energetically, tap into the light triumphing over darkness. What is the darkness that you're surrounded by? How can you use the vital light energy to help you overcome any challenges you could be facing at the moment? Radiant light, it encourages resilience, it encourages perseverance and the belief that anyone can emerge stronger and wiser from life's trials. And I'll give you some examples later in my show today of some of the things that you can do to tap into that light energy. Light energy is a source of inspiration and hope from a vibrational perspective, and the energy of hope says boldly that there is always a glimmer of light, there is always more we can do. So when people gather to celebrate the solstice, they are collectively embracing the values of light, love, community, harmony, hope, understanding. I feel that change happens so much more easily when it emerges during the time of light and illumination. New Year's resolutions are all well and good, I'm not knocking them, but it's right in the midst of the dark phase of the year. It all feels so much more difficult in the middle of a drab shadow of January here in the UK, certainly. Easier, in my opinion, to focus on change when high vibrational light energy is so abundant, and it will light you up from the inside out and lift you right out of any shadowy pit. So use the solstice time to reflect on your personal goals, your dreams, your aspirations, and take steps towards personal renewal, improvement, positive change. Shed the old patterns, get rid of, jettison those old beliefs, you know, leave those limitations behind. Make a different choice and embrace new possibilities and opportunities. Release and let go of what no longer serves you. You know, I always say to myself, I can make a choice not to do that. I can make a choice to forgive somebody for that. I can make a choice to forgive myself for that. I can make a choice to get to bed earlier, spend more time drinking fresh, pure water, catch up with friends. These are all choices. It's an opportunity at this time of the year. And obviously there are more things than those that I could be doing. But it's an opportunity to really embrace all of those things that might be lovely to experience. And to release negative emotions, any past regrets, any burdens that weigh you down. You know, I can choose to let go of my regrets. I can choose this solstice to let go of any burdens. I can choose to shed the old. I can choose this solstice to create space for new experiences, new perspectives, and that personal transformation I've been longing for. So I'll be using this solstice, as I do with every solstice, as an opportunity to recharge, revitalize and restore my energy reserves. I'm focusing on activities that are easy and that are going to nourish my mind, my body and my spirit. And I'll be spending time in nature, I'll be practicing conscious self-care, and I'll be engaging in activities that focus on bringing me joy and fulfillment. And what I'm hoping is that by aligning with the energy of the solstice, I can embark upon a journey of personal and spiritual renewal. And I'm able to embrace the transformative potential of the season. And I'm inviting you to do the same. And what's wonderful about this process is that when we begin by allowing that light to come into our own energy field, by absorbing it and by being that light, what then happens, just like the sun that shines its light on the entire planet, we're then in a place of grace where we're able to then shed and shower that same light onto everybody around us. I think I'll also be looking to create more emotional balance this solstice. I think this would enable me to feel a greater sense of well-being, of clarity, of self-expression. I've been through a time recently, I hope you don't mind me sharing this with you, when I've been left feeling quite overwhelmed. Whenever I wanted to process emotions, I think it's because I've been holding on to them for many years. I think the two eclipses plus the opportunity of the solstice has really brought some of this stuff up for me. And of course, we look around us in society and we see all the changes that are happening to those that we love and also to the societies that we love, the traditions that we hold and so much more. And that can feel a bit overwhelming too, can't it? And at the, you know, I was telling a friend of mine that because I wanted to go in and do some more of this emotional work, that I was actually almost too afraid to let it out, you know, to process it. I wanted to let them go, but after seeming to sit on them for such a long time, I felt that the process might actually feel like it was too much. And she reminded me, my friend reminded me, that we have the solstice coming up, and this is a very balanced energy. And so in order to let something out over the time of the solstice would mean that there wouldn't be any overwhelm. What we could do is go in and create this balance of energies inside of ourselves. And that means that partly we have to integrate different aspects of ourselves. We have to allow that so that we can acknowledge it as a more cohesive whole. So I have to recognize and accept that I am made up of light, which is very powerful, and also dark, which is very powerful too. I'm a sum of both of those things. I have strengths and I have weaknesses. And in processing my shadows all the time, in bringing them out to the light, I have to accept that sometimes even I will feel overwhelmed by this level of work. I'm a being just like you, of many facets. And I feel that I would like to bring much more harmony, a kind of unifying balance to those facets. So it sounds to me like a solstice would be a good time to work on that and learn a way to connect with a smoother, more harmonious flow of energy in my being so that I'm able to bring my light and dark into balance. So yeah, I've been working on removing blockages, releasing stagnant energy, keeping my energy on the move. I've been doing my breath work and my meditation and my qigong, and I've been taking salt baths and walking barefoot on grass, sitting in my garden, watching the clouds roll across the sky. But really what I also have to do is accept that, even though it may feel on some level overwhelming, that it's okay. It's okay for me to move as much of those shadows as I feel able to at any given time. I can remove the shadows and do it in a balanced and harmonious way. It doesn't have to be so black and white, if you'll excuse the expression. It can be a safer area of grey. High vibrational light leads to an inner transformation. You know, inner transformation always brings personal growth, healing, a deeper alignment with one's authentic self. And it creates a sort of expanded awareness, a profound sense of unity, a unity within myself, and also an interconnectedness between the self and everything that is not self. And it brings a much deeper understanding of one's place as consciousness in all things. So as soon as you reach that point, old belief systems, old conditioning, attachments that no longer serve our highest good, well, they start to fall away. I'm no longer concerned about whether or not it's overwhelming to work on my shadows. What I do is I sit in the light instead. And a door suddenly opens to much greater self-awareness, much more easeful self-discovery, many more self-realizations. And that in turn leads to the personal growth that I'm looking for. Some of what I've learned recently is that to work with shadows doesn't have to be confrontational. I mean, obviously I've known this for a long time, but it felt like it was going to be confrontational. It felt like it was going to be overwhelming. Well, actually, that's a belief. And it wasn't until I started working on some of these deeper shadows that actually it didn't feel that way at all. And I was so glad that I decided that I chose to work on these shadows around the time of the solstice, because it just felt so much more easeful. So high vibrational light, and there's an abundance of it around at the moment, it offers an invitation to explore and to experience the spiritual dimensions. The dimensions are not limited by the physical realm, and they're not limited by preconceived ideas or beliefs. You know, it's not limited because of fear and the responses that come, you know, the anxieties that come with any level of fear. The connection to the spiritual dimensions, it simply creates a deepening sense of intuition, mystical experiences. There'll be synchronicities where answers will come straight out of the sky. It's like plop. Suddenly there'll be a windfall which brings the solution that we've been looking for. So the light of solstice serves as a guiding force. It's illuminating the pathway ahead of us. It's a pathway that is first brought into harmony, and then as we are energized by it, it illuminates a pathway of self-discovery, of truth, of purpose, a route to inner and outer freedom, and a kind of liberation takes place. Solstice means sun and standing still. So taking that moment, bring yourself into balance to enable the enlightenment to light up that pathway. How can you do this? Well, that's coming up in the next part of the show.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Animal Aid campaigns peacefully against all forms of animal abuse and promotes cruelty-free living. We've been doing this for over 40 years. Every year, more and more people are living satisfying lives completely cruelty-free. Check out animalaid.org.uk. It's time for a kinder world.
A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
The station that makes you feel good.
My name's Amanda Nelson. This is the Future Self Energetic Show on UK Health Radio. The summer solstice has to be associated with life-giving energy, abundance, growth, vitality, the opportunity for transformation, rejuvenation, high vibrational activations and clarity. And most of all, it's about the triumph of light over darkness. So how can you join in with this? How can you really tap into these high vibrational light vibrations that are around the time of the solstice on June 21st? So let's keep it really simple. Celebrating the summer solstice at home makes it easiest of all. You don't have to go out. And I think it can be a very meaningful and enjoyable experience. And you can include things right the way through the day, from noon on the 20th to noon on the 21st, let's say. You can do it from the time you wake up on the 20th to the time you go to bed on the 21st. It's entirely up to you. You won't get this wrong. And what we're looking to do is find ways of celebrating this real special day, this special time, this special energy. So obviously, the first thing I would suggest is in your home, create an altar. So set up a dedicated space in your home, anywhere that you feel you can do so, and create an altar that honours the summer solstice. Decorate it with symbols of the sun. Put a bright yellow or orange tablecloth on it. symbols of the sun, such as yellow and orange flowers that are in vases. You might include candles lit if it's safe for you to do so, and maybe representations of the different elements, but with the fire sign of the sun strongest of all. Perhaps include some crystals. Some of the yellow and orange ones are fantastic. I like sunstones. Include items that also hold personal significance and reflect the themes for you of abundance and growth and light. And once you've set up your altar, you can sit in front of it and reflect with it. Leave it throughout the days around the time of the solstice. And whenever you see your altar, just connect with that rejuvenation and the opportunity for light to triumph over shadows. Something else you might try is to find a quiet space. Could be in your home, or it might be in your garden or in a natural space. Somewhere where you can sit comfortably. But what you're looking for is a place that catches the light. Sometimes through a crack in the curtains, the light actually pours in. And it's wonderful for us to position ourselves so that the sunlight can move through those curtains and shed its light upon us. Sometimes you might choose to sit directly in the garden if you are lucky enough to have one. Just take a few moments, turn your face up to the sunlight. Close it with your eyes closed. Make sure you take in some deep breaths and allow that warm ray of light, the light from the sun, to shower onto you and fill you up with its energy, with its vitality, and then wait for the inspiration to come. And as you allow yourself, connect with the energy of the sun. Allow yourself to experience a sense of rejuvenation happening inside of you and in through and around your energy field as it's lit up by that amazing light. And if you do have access to an outdoor space, consider maybe holding a ritual or ceremony to honour the summer solstice out there. And this could involve a small bonfire, use a fire pit, have a few candles in a bowl of water, only if it's safe for you to do so, of course. And once you have them, offer up prayers, intentions. You can say them out loud, or you can keep them to yourself and say them with your inner voice. And if you want, engage in activities outside if you're able to do so. Sing, drum, dance, connect with the elements. Connect with the elements of fire, earth, air and water. Express gratitude for the abundance of nature around you. And when you've done this, then take a moment and allow that sense of rejuvenation to come into you. Allow yourself to connect with the energy of the sun and experience that enlightenment that wishes to come in. Another, if you wanted to do this is lovely, especially if you'd like to do it with friends. Get together, could be with you and your family or you and your friends, and do some kind of creative activity that is designed to celebrate the sun and its energy. So you could make sun catchers using colourful beads and strings. And you could do some sun-themed artwork or paintings. Choose lots of bright, vibrant colours, lots of yellows and oranges in there. Make sure there's some reds as well. Maybe you could craft a sun wheel using some natural materials that you'd gathered, like twigs and flowers and ribbons. Crafts do serve as reminders of the summer solstice. And once you have them, put them up. Make, you know, use a few, you know, stick them to your fridge if you've done a picture with some magnets. Bring joy and beauty into your home. Hang up those colourful sun catchers. make sure you can see that sun wheel. You can also embrace the bounty of summer by preparing and enjoying seasonal foods. These need to be seasonal for where you are in the Northern Hemisphere. So you could include ingredients such as fresh fruits. This could be fruits according to colour, yellow and orange, or it might be fresh fruits that are widely available at the moment. Honey berries, strawberries, any fresh fruits, vegetables, herbs. Get creative and be sure to add them like a rainbow of vibrant colours to your meals. What about making a special dish or dessert that symbolises the sun or the energy and flavours of the summer sunshine? And share these meals with loved ones. Appreciate the nourishment and abundance of the solstice season. I think it's also very, very important over the time of the solstice that you reflect on the blessings and the abundance in your life already. Rather than only focusing on those aspects of your life that you feel maybe aren't quite what you would like them to be, there is a great rejuvenation in acknowledging and being grateful for everything that is right in your world. Write a gratitude list. It's very simple. And acknowledge the things that you're thankful for. And include personal achievements if you want, relationships, experiences. And then consider sharing your gratitude with others. Write them letters or send them a message and express to them how much you appreciate them, how much you love them. You can also do movements that are sun-inspired. I'm sure you may have heard of the sun salutations. They're well known in yoga circles. But how about focusing on a solar plexus activation? Now, the solar plexus chakra is located in the upper part of your abdomen, and it's associated with your personal power, your confidence and your motivation, and practices that focus on activating and balancing this energy center can really help cultivate a sense of inner strength and empowerment. Imagine, for example, the radiant energy of the sun and draw it into your body. Feel its warmth, its vitality and light being drawn right into the center of your upper abdomen, right into the solar plexus. And you can hold it there, feel it there. See if you can visualize it. Is it moving? Is it still? What temperature is it? What colour is it? Is it one colour? Are there lots of colours? Connect with the light that you have drawn into your solar plexus chakra. And you can also practice solar breath work. And this involves consciously breathing in and out in a kind of way that mimics the rising and setting of the sun. It incorporates deep inhales to gather energy and light into the body, followed by slow exhales to release tension and negativity out from the body, and beyond your energy field. Sunrise, sunset. The summer solstice, June 20th, June 21st, is for me associated with life-giving energy, abundance, growth, vitality, and most of all, it's about the triumph of light over darkness. And as the longest day of the year, the solstice represents the peak of the sun's radiant power and the abundance of everlasting life-giving light. The celebration of the solstice is about anything to do with positivity, enlightenment, clarity and release of negativity. It's about anything to do with releasing a lack of knowledge. Anything that attempts to conceal or remain hidden from you is brought into awareness. It's brought into the light. It's a celebration about removing anything that tries to diminish us or bring us down. I invite you then to make a note on your calendar to be sure to use this solstice to connect with the high vibrational energies that are going to be available to you. They're in abundance here in the Northern Hemisphere, even now. And as you allow the light to flood into your energy field, it's going to illuminate your next right steps, and it's going to guide you forward with hope and harmony and clarity along your life's pathway. That's it for another show this week. I'm thrilled that you dropped by. I present Future Self Energetic Show every week for UK Health Radio, and I'd be delighted to spend more time with you next week, so do tune in. The world of energy is amazing, and it's magical, and it's mysterious, and there's always so much for us to explore about it. You have a vital connection to a web of energy fields around you. Use that connection for your benefit. I've been working with vibrational energetics all my life, and I know that when you improve your energy field, you can up-level any part of your life. You can find out more about me, my courses, and Future Self Energetics at my lifestyle website, beyondthegoldenegg.com. I'm also on Twitter. You can find me at Ask Amanda Nelson. Focus on the quality of the energy in your energy field. Focus on your entire energy field every single day, because a great energy field has the potential to change anything. I'm looking forward to connecting with you again next week. Love to you and yours. Bye-bye.